Now, I want to look at the reporting obligations. It is important to remember that employers are required to keep a record of all payments made to and deductions from directors and employees. And when I talk about employees, I am, of course, including casual employees. The details to be recorded are all payments made to employees, all deductions including income tax and Class 1 national insurance contributions, any statutory payments including statutory sick pay, statutory maternity pay, statutory adoption pay and statutory paternity pay, student loan deductions if applicable, and then expense payments and or benefits in kind. HMRC compliance officers will be looking for and at these records when they visit the employer. Now, another aspect of the reporting obligations for casual employees is the end of year P38A, employer's supplementary return. Casual labour has to be reported on the P38A supplementary pay as you return if a P11 deductions working sheet has not been prepared. In other words, if there's no P14. And it says it covers workers for whom you have not completed a form P14 or a form P38S for the year. This form is often overlooked by employers, but the question should be part of our tax year end checks. Employers have to complete one of the two declarations covering workers for whom neither a P14 or a P38S return is being submitted to HMRC. The declaration on the front of the form removes the need to complete a list of casual workers earning below the income tax threshold. So that's an easement. Employers are asked to look at your records for each worker and consider whether, firstly, your older form P46 that has been completed at either statement A or B by that worker, and the worker was paid less than for 2007-08, £87 every week, or £377 if paid monthly. For the current year, it will be, when the return comes around, £90 and £390 if paid monthly. The employer has to sign the declaration. The two sections A and B on the back of the P38A then restrict the amount of reporting. For casual workers earning less than last year £87 in a week or £377 if paid monthly and taken on for a week or less, do not need to be reported at all at sections A or B. Casual workers employed more than once in the tax year, but for separate engagements of up to a week, will have to be reported at section B of the P38A, but only if they were paid more than £100 in total in the year. I'm talking there about the year to 5th of April 2008, but that £100 limit has existed for many years. So bear that in mind. Casual labour, there is a reporting requirement potentially after the end of the tax year, and we have the P38A form to deal with this. Now, another form of casual labour, and one commonly used in the UK, is for harvest workers. Harvest workers are also to be included in Section B of the P38A, and there's special guidance on harvest workers in the CWG2 Employer's Guide to Pay As You Earn and National Insurance. That gives more advice on their special treatment. Basically, what we've got for harvest casuals is a special arrangement. If the person is a daily casual and is taken on for one day or less, and is paid off at the end of that period with no contract for further employment, the action required by HMRC is, first of all, you do not have to deduct tax. You keep a record of the employee's name and address and the amounts paid. Note that again, the minimum requirement to keep a record of the employee's name, address and the amounts paid. Then enter these details on form P38A at the end of the tax year. Next, we've got an employee taken on for no more than 2 weeks and has not been taken on previously by you since the 6th of April and paid above the PAYE threshold without PAYE being applied. Again, we're told, do not deduct tax. Keep a record of the employee's name, address and the amounts paid and enter the details on the form P38A at the end of the tax year. Now, if the employee, the harvest casual, is taken on for more than 2 weeks, we're told that no special procedures apply and the normal procedures must be followed, which we've talked about already for other casuals. So the special rules for harvest casuals are basically where a harvest casual is taken on for not more than 2 weeks. On the national insurance side of Harvest Casuals, we have guidance which says the employee is employed as a regular casual, for example, taken on for a specified period and paid at regular intervals, then there's no special NIC rules, just apply the normal procedures. But if the employee is engaged on an irregular basis to work outdoors harvesting perishable crops, is paid off at the end of each engagement, for example, at the end of the day, has no contract for further employment, well, in those circumstances, NICs will not be collected where it is impossible for the employer to identify individuals and record their earnings. If the identity details are known, NICs are due when the earnings for each engagement exceed the earnings threshold. And we're told, work out the NICs due at the time the earnings are paid, complete a Form P11, as we talked about already.